Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo.
9:35, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. I'm strolling through the emails this week, and I got a random email from one Dennis DeYoung, who you know, of course, was the voice of the group Styx, and he has been doing some performances from his home and posting them on social media, and they're moving and beautiful, and they're poignant. And it's great to have Dennis DeYoung joining us on the program again today. Hello there, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Dean. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I don't think that... Wait, what month is this?
It's December.
Okay. Listen, I'm not going to be able to make it to your Fezziwigs annual Christmas party this year. You do the dancing for me.
I will. I will do the dance solo this year.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing in your social isolation? You're obviously keeping very busy.
I'll tell you. I had some fans on Facebook and some of my very low-paid advisors tell me that I should at least be like a bunch of these other needy celebrities and jump on, you know, on an iPhone or an iPad and do something from, you know, from the toilet. And I thought, no, I'm going to do that. Anyway, I got talked into doing it. I did this best of times thing from really where my piano was, because it's a good place to be. And I sang it and was like, you know, I had to call somebody to figure out how to post it on the YouTube. And, you know, Dean, I've been in show business a long time. I have never, ever in my life seen anything like this. I guess this is what trending is. I mean, I didn't know. Last time I trended, you know, was when I wore a mustache, and I didn't even invent that. So at this point, there's going to be, like next week, probably a million views in, like, I don't know, 2.5 weeks. It doesn't make any sense to me. And but the thing that's the most, I don't know, humbling in many ways is the comments people make about the song and, you know, about me. And it's as if the pandemic has washed away any cynicism or anything in people. And I know there's still trolls out there, but for the most part, it's been an astounding thing. I don't know what to say. I read the comments. There's like 6,000 or 7,000 comments. You know, who am I, Taylor Swiftie? No, I don't even understand what's going on. So my friend who posted it, he told me I should have, he said, let me start you a YouTube channel. I said, don't be silly, why would I do that? So, well, now I have my own YouTube channel. So I realized the hell with the Motel 6 and the TSA. From now on, I'm going to do all my performances, you know, in my family room at the piano with no adornment. And really, the way I place the camera, I can do it pantsless.
Well, it's, you know, it's a dream come true for lots of us, to tell you the truth.
The pantsless part.
Let me tell you why this is going so well and why it's so popular. The songs that you're choosing, number one, your songs are some of the greatest songs of all time for their timeliness and, you know, what they mean to people. The words of these songs mean something to people, especially right now. Not only is there some comfort level in going back to these songs that we grew up with, but these songs, The Best of Times, Show Me the Way, your songs are songs that are helping us get through all this mess right now. So I think they're resonating with people in a completely different way than when you originally wrote these songs and recorded these songs. But it does bring up the very interesting point of how are we going to be listening to music? How are we going to be, you know, are we going back to concert halls, or are we going to be watching people doing concerts from their living room without pants on? I mean, that's...
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the pantsless parade of entertainers. I've been doing a lot of... I don't know, okay? People said, Dennis, you know, my whole tour was canceled like everybody else's, and they said, when are you coming back? I said, my new tour manager is the CDC. How would I know? So I think short-term, people will be scared. How could they not be? But long-term, human beings have the ability to somehow adapt. That's why we lasted as a species, and people will adapt one way or another. But as far as the future of the concert business, I don't really know. I think it's, you know, people say they needed my music, Dean. They say this all the time, in the most beautiful ways, and I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it's just, I'm 73. I say this all the time to remind myself I need to be graded on a curve. But I'm 73, and had people say these things to me now, this, at this point, I sometimes I sit there and I choke up reading how people felt about what I did. And I'm honored, and I'm, but you know, when I was doing this stuff, I think I've said this to you before, when I was actually writing those songs, I was just trying to express my own personal thoughts about the world around me and my own personal feelings about them. And the trick is to find some chords, put some nice notes on them, then stick words on them, okay? And give the world my point of view in the hope that people will find themselves in my story. That's all I did. And people found themselves in my story, because when I said deep inside we're all the same in the Grand Delusion in 77, I meant fundamentally when you strip everything away, human beings, they really react similarly no matter where they live, if you take all the artifice away. And I think we're finding that right now. And the fact that people would respond this way to music it tells me what I've known all along. Music is magic. It is, Dean. It's different than movies. It really is. It's different than literature or art. When somebody can sing a note, a human voice can sing a note on a particular chord and have, you know, you get goosebumps or the hair in the back of your neck, you get the shivers. You know, I could go to the Louvre and stare at the Mona Lisa for 2 days. That's never going to happen to me. But that's what music is. It's organic because it's sound waves. It's connecting organically to the universe. And I was lucky. Dumb, stupid luck is the best. I was lucky to choose to become a musician, to be a musician, because I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. I decided that's what I would do. I was going to make that my life, and I did. And I'm so glad I did. And to all the fans and the people who have given me this incredible life, I can say I will continue as long as you'd like me to be your humble servant.
Well, as you signed one of your posts on Facebook, your humble Stiltskin, which
humble, yes, something like I make this stuff up and I move on. I don't even remember what I'm doing at this time.
Somebody,
about you.
Somebody needs to proofread stuff before you put it on Facebook. So for you, Dennis.
I think part of my charm is that I don't proofread.
I know I'm amused by it, but
yeah, I just think, hey, what is this?
You're right. Right.
Just me making fun of everything.
Let me play this at-home version that you did of your song. It is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody give this a listen. It's on Dennis's YouTube channel. Here is Show Me the Way.
Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven. But every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay. And I feel this empty place inside, so afraid I've lost my faith. Show the way. Show me the way. Take me tonight to the river and wash my illusions away. And show me the way. Sleep for a moment, dreams are sacred. I close my eyes and know this peace in a world so filled with hatred. Then I wake up each morning, I turn on the news to find we've so far to go. keep on hoping for a sign. So afraid, I just won't know. Show me the way. Show me the way. Bring me tonight to the mountain and take my confusion away. And please show me the way.
How about that? How about that? Amazing. What'd you say, Dennis? A million views so far on your YouTube channel?
That's for the best of times. And, you know, the thing is, you know, here's the thing, kids. My piano's out of tune. There's nothing I can do about it. And so I just finished an album, Dean. 2.5 years I worked on it. It's just wonderful. I spent all this time, energy, money, you know, to make the best sound possible. There I am sitting at my piano singing okay and playing okay, but an out-of-tune piano. And I can tell you right now, it's got like 10 times as many views as the first single I put up, my new album, that single with Julian Lennon.
Right.
I don't know what to say. I think maybe it's the right songs at the right time, and my emotion in the singing and in the lyric is genuine. People are responding to the fact that it's not artifice.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, there is a humanity to the songs, and they are very poignant in these days that we're living through right now.
Well, how can I thank you? I mean, you know, you've been so kind to me and saying these beautiful words that I think, you know, all right, now what do? I think I better go start working for the Red Cross as well to, you know, to try to pay back all this goodwill I'm getting from people I don't know. They just write these most beautiful things. You know, what an inspiration they've been to them. I think, oh, my God, would you tell my kids?
I'll tell you what, when I heard the song, I sat there and listened to it, and I was smiling the whole time. You know,
people say, and
no matter what's going on in the world and what's going on in the press conferences and, you know, all that, I'm sitting there and listening to something, and for 3 minutes, you took me away someplace, and I was sat there and I smiled and I felt good. And I think
what people are writing, doctors, nurses, you know, fire department people. I think, I don't understand that. I'm a kid, you know me. You and I are Southside kids. We grew up at a particular time, and, you know, I had an accordion. That's it. I was trying to please my mom, right? That's what we do.
Yep.
And then the Beatles, and I started writing songs because I thought that would be fun. And now look at this. I don't even, I don't know.
It's great. Just, you know, enjoy it, and, you know, when it makes sense, do it again. What have you been doing during your social isolation? I mean, aside from getting on the YouTube and, you know, learning a little about this technology, what's a day in Dennis DeYoung's life like?
Well, just this morning, my sweatpants stormed in the bedroom and demanded I wash them. I did that. But look, here it is. My wife and I, you know, 50 years of marriage, we've toured together since 76. We're used to this. We're in rooms together all the time by ourselves. So it's not a hassle for us. I know a lot of people who are married and have kids, they're stuck in the house. That's a new experience. So we're okay with that. But I have, because of this best of times things in my new album, with that single, To the Good Old Days, look at that, kids. It's on YouTube someplace. And there's a video coming, Dean. I'm going to send it to you as soon as I can. It should be done this week. But I'm doing interviews over and over again. I'm Zooming everywhere because people want to see me, see if I can actually duplicate this thing I did yesterday. You know Amy Adams. You know everybody,
sure,
for crying out loud, right?
Yeah.
Amy Adams was on The Tonight Show, I think, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. My wife and I are watching it, and she says to Fallon, yes, my daughter won't go to sleep at night until I sing her Come Sail Away. I fell off the couch. But okay. So now I do this Zoom thing of 500 people. This is about 3 weeks ago. You know, people are invited, you know, and then they donate money for these charities. And they asked me if I would do this, and I said yes. And I see Amy Adams is one of the people in the audience, and Clive Davis, and, you know, John May, all kinds of, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest shots, like we say in the South Side.
Yeah, heavy hitters.
Amy Adams. Okay, so I tell the guy who set it up the story. And so 2 seconds later, Amy Adams is on the phone with me, talking to me. What? So she did one of these things yesterday with Katie from Access TV, their sister-in-law's apparently, and Katie interviewed. But I can't tell. You want to know what I'm doing? I'm stunned. I'm like a deer in the headlights because everybody suddenly wants me to sing on these shows. So we're doing charity work, you know, with the Zoom. And, you know, the heck with TSA and Motel 6, like I said, I'll just do the rest of my career from my living room.
It
doesn't stop.
It's going to be very, very interesting, you know, once things settle down with this. I don't know that we're ever going to get back to the way things used to be, but... you know, when we settle down into whatever this new normal is, for going to movies, for going to concerts, for listening to music, to going to restaurants and bars, you know, and things like that. I really don't know what it's going to be like. I got to say, I'm not especially looking forward to sitting in a crowded theater with a lot of people.
No, nobody is. And if people... I see these people protesting. I know a lot of it has to do with some of it has to do with politics, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, people, they want to make a living, they want to feed their families, they want to be human beings. Let's put it that way. What they're saying is, can I be a human being again? Now, whether they know what they're doing, right now, I don't know if anybody knows what they're doing. How could they? This is all brand new. I'm watching the talk shows, or the news shows, and you know, we're just. Nobody knows anything right now, and so it would be wise, I think, to pay attention to it. Although, really, you know what I noticed? Seriously, I kept saying to my wife, this is a terrible thing to say, but I kept saying, why isn't the death rate higher? I kept looking globally, right? I mean, the numbers are minuscule, considering how, you know, human beings are very good at getting rid of each other on their own, let alone this thing. So I kept thinking, why is it? Maybe we made a mistake. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. And we all know there's nothing worse than the fear of the unknown. That's what we're going through. But, you know, your business, your livelihood and mine depend on human beings getting together someplace, don't they?
Very true.
That's
but
what we do for a living.
Very true. But I think that, you know, I would rather sacrifice that than spread a disease to somebody. I mean, you know, it's all good and well for us to say, why isn't the death rate higher? Tell that to the family that lost three people to COVID-19.
And,
you know, tell it to the people who are, there are people who are dying, and they are dying at an extraordinarily high rate from a disease which is extraordinarily contagious. So I understand people want to get back to work. I understand people want to get back to their lives. But I think we also have to do what is what's most sensible of not spreading virus, not going out. I mean, all you got to do is look at some of the news footage yesterday on a nice day and how people are crowded every place. No masks, no protection, no nothing. You know, maybe they feel great, but you can have COVID-19 and not have any symptoms and spread it to somebody else. They take it home. They get COVID-19. They give it to their mother. They give it to their grandmother. Suddenly there's three people dead in the family. That's also part of the reality of this.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to imply that these people should be out there. I don't believe that. You know, my big move is every 7 or 8 days I go to the grocery store, you know, with my hazmat suit on. I'm with you on that. But I was just trying to say that I understand why people would want to get back to normal living. But
yeah, I do too.
And I'm, you know, me, I'm following that guidelines. You're not going to get me to go out there. And if you want somebody to sing a song, I'm happy to do it, but it's going to be from my living room. So, I didn't mean to imply that I think these people have, you know, I think it's stupid to go out there and start, you know, accidentally spitting in people's faces or, you know, causing people any harm. It's just that I don't understand what's going on. And, you know, that's the hardest thing. Like, just now I'm watching this guy on the TV. I'm not going to mention any names. And they're recounting Fauci's statements, right, about when it began. He said that we're in very low risk of this coming to the United States. Well, you see what I'm saying? Even the smartest of us don't know what's going on. So I think prudence is the best example of how we should behave right now. And, you know, be cautious, because this particular disease, this virus, we don't even know what the lasting effects are for the people who get cured.
If it's going to come back, we don't. There's so much we don't know. So, you know, we take it one day at a time from the best knowledge that we have at that moment. And, you know, we try to do what is good and safe and prudent for everyone.
I think you're absolutely right. I agree. Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. On a brighter note, when I watch, somebody put Show Me the Way video, they put these, I don't know who these people are that do this, God bless them. The whole thing is about, like, first responders. You know, it's pictures. And it's like, these are, when you talk about, you know, people look at people like me in show business, and they look up to us a lot of times, actors, performers, in ways that we don't deserve, because it's ridiculous compared to a nurse going in, just walking right in, you know, into harm's way. And the police, anybody who's, and the doctors, I think to myself, those are brave people, true brave people. You know what I mean? They do things that I don't know that I could do it.
Right.
We
all play roles. No, I understand completely what you mean. But, you know, we all play roles in our own ways. And I have nothing but admiration for people who will suit up, go into a COVID-19 unit and, you know, hold the hand of somebody who's dying, whose family can't come in to sit with them.
Yeah, no, I've had a couple of very close friends die.
Yeah.
And our good buddy Rick Hogan was sick.
Right.
But I've had a couple of people die. Ed Farmer, you knew Ed Farmer.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just got my Danny Leake, a great, great, great guy. He's he was my sound engineer. He just passed away.
Yeah, that's a tough time.
I didn't die of it, but, you know, it's just
pretty profound.
It's a very sad time.
It
and,
is.
You know, maybe, hopefully, we will learn lessons about how much we are interconnected and how much we do depend on each other.
Hopefully.
To make this planet spin the proper way. I mean, yeah. So far, human beings, you know, they haven't done much for the planet, you know,
right.
As a species.
Well,
I'm hoping that some valuable lessons will be learned about ourselves and what's truly important in life.
All of this profound words from a man without pants on right now.
Yes, and, you know, half your audience tuned out about 30 seconds ago.
Dennis, I love your song. Show Me the Way. It's on Dennis DeYoung's YouTube channel. You can check that out. Always great to talk to you. Stay healthy. Stay well. Love to the family. And we'll talk to you soon.
You're the best, Dino.